This is an intro. Intro, intro, intro.
Hustle and Flowchart with your boy, Matt Wolf and Joe Fear.
Hey!
Hey, welcome back to the Hustle and Flowchart podcast. Today I've got a special little Saturday bonus episode for you. And this is from a live stream that we did over in our Facebook group and YouTube channel. So if you're not a member of our Facebook group, make sure you're a member because we do these kinds of live streams all of the time lately. You can go to flowchartgroup.com to make sure you're a member of that group. And if you're not subscribed to our YouTube channel, go to hustleandflowchart.tv to subscribe to our YouTube channel, and you'll get notified when we do these various live streams. Now, today's live stream is with Deb Cole, and Deb Cole has written the book on Clubhouse. Literally, she's the first person to put out a book on the topic of the new social media platform Clubhouse. So we wanted to deep dive with her on this call all about best practices, how to grow your account on Clubhouse, how to monetize Clubhouse and actually make money with it. Pretty much everything Clubhouse, even diving into how to avoid being overwhelmed by Clubhouse and letting it consume your life, which a lot of people have gotten pretty addicted to Clubhouse and it's become a issue. So we talk about that a little bit and how to actually create some boundaries around Clubhouse. But this is a sort of exhaustive resource episode on everything you need to know about Clubhouse. Now, we did do another Clubhouse episode a few weeks ago. So if you want to hear our perspective on Clubhouse, check that one out as well. This one is from Deb Cole, who basically wrote the book on Clubhouse. And you can check out the book over at clubhousebook.com. So if you're interested in diving even deeper than into Clubhouse, even deeper than what we discuss on this, you're going to want to grab Deb's book. Now, I got a digital copy of Deb's book. I'm waiting on my print copy to come in the mail. But in the digital copy, there's even a section of the book called Clubhouse Hacks. And it talks about how to sort of growth hack your way through Clubhouse, growth hack your way to a lot of followers and a lot of engagement on there. Really, really, really amazing book that's very exhaustive. So make sure you check out that book over at clubhousebook.com. And again, if you are not in our Facebook group, go to flowchartgroup.com. If you're not subscribed to our YouTube channel, go to hustleandflowchart.tv. That's where we host these live streams. Again, this is a special bonus Saturday episode, so this isn't going to be one where we have action guides on it and a show notes page on our website and all that stuff that we normally do. This is just a bonus episode for people who subscribe to the podcast feed on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts. So enjoy this bonus Saturday episode all about Clubhouse with Miss Deb Cole.
Deb, you're here. Coach Deb. Sorry. Yeah. That's your official name.
That's right. I legally changed it. Deb. I don't know. Clubhouse Deb.
Yeah, the thing, maybe. You've been everywhere in Clubhouse, and including our group, which is great because giving us little tips and tricks and stuff. And you put out the freaking Bible basically on Clubhouse. You're the very first person to put a book out. Where is that thing? Yeah, there it is. There it is.
It's making a legit book. Yep. Decent spine, right? It's not a chintzy little.
It's a decent spine. Yeah.
Yeah. I spent the holidays writing it. I'm glad I have a good boyfriend that understands. Like, I gotta work. I gotta get this done.
That's insane. People need the info. Didn't you write a Twitter book like right when Twitter came out, or shortly after?
I did. I'll grab that too. It's on the shelf. Just redid the studio. I'm like reaching over here live. Okay, that's always, awkward thing. Yes, I did. I did. I should have this ready. I'll have it ready next time. Yeah, the Twitter revolution in 2008. So it's kind of my thing. It's kind of my thing, predicting social media trends.
Well, I think you're predicting. I mean, you're right in line with a lot of the Silicon Valley investor types. I remember hearing Naval Ravikant and all these big, VCs talking about Clubhouse being like what Twitter was. Yep. However long, 10 years plus. Yeah. They're like, just get in early, and you'll be set, or at least you'll get far ahead. Yes. Give us the scoop. What's going on? What is this Clubhouse thing? Everybody's talking about it. Probably annoyed if they're not in it.
Yeah, I know. So, and honestly, I was in it in over the summer of 2020, and I told a few friends about it. Excuse me. I even had an invite. I had like a couple to start, right? You don't get many. You get one when you first, and then you are on it for a month, and then you get a few more. And I was like, okay, these are coveted invites. Like, I need to be very particular. And like, people are like, I'm okay. I'm good. Whatever. And now they're hitting me up and going, what? Do you still have that invite? right? No, they're gone. Because people didn't really know about it. They didn't hear about it. It's still technically in beta right now, except people have heard about it. But it was in early beta where I was a beta tester too. You would screenshot it and then send a report for any bugs or anything that should be improved upon. So it was super early beta. And then October is when they went public. But before that was maybe 6,000 of us that were on the app. And what's really cool to me, and again, the Silicon Valley insiders are right. That's exactly how I felt when I saw Twitter, and that's why I invested time to write that book. It was so exciting to me. And at the time I was predicting that it would go mainstream. I still remember being in a virtual summit. I was in Hawaii and someone was in California and I couldn't go live or in person. So I participated via some type of streaming service, right? That was around back then. And their title was, "Will Twitter Go Mainstream?" And I'm like, yes, yes, it will. And here's why. And I was like, and I just rattled off a bunch of reasons. And I was predicting that Hollywood celebrities, athletes, and yes, even presidents would eventually one day use it. And now I say, don't shoot the messenger, right? I just predicted it. That's all, right? And that's what now, like when Clubhouse came out in August, my friend was like, so you're going to write the first book on Clubhouse? I'm like, you know what? It's a great idea. So I have to give a shout out to Scott S. Bell for just kind of giving me that nudge, because I think it was because he was tired of me being really excited about it. I'm like, oh my God, here's why. Clubhouse, this. And there's so many reasons. And I think the biggest thing of why I see it as just as exciting as Twitter, first of all, you can be an early adopter. So if you get in now, you get to meet the movers and shakers of investors of Silicon Valley. And also what's very different from Twitter back in 2008 is Hollywood is already on it. Mm-hmm. And we were fortunate enough in 2020 to have everything closed down, and it's the silver lining for this app, because we have all these entertainers that they want to entertain. They want to give their gifts to the world, and they're able to do that right now on their iPhone, right? And it is just iPhone right now, still in beta, right? So once it gets out of beta, they'll test for Android. But right now is when all the influencers are on it. And that was the same exact thing with Twitter. Like Twitter back in the day, very different than Twitter in 2020. And now it's reinvigorating Twitter, because that's the back channel for Clubhouse. And it's also invigorating Instagram. Instagram was a channel I never really cared about. I didn't care about posting pictures of my life. Nope, I never liked it. No.
All right. I don't either, but I'm like, you're the social one though. I just expect you to like.
I know, everyone does. Like, and that's the thing, like everyone thinks I like all of them, I don't. And the reason I got super excited about Clubhouse and what I want to keep talking about and spread the message everywhere is it's all about audio right now. It's almost like a return to audio. And part of it is because no lipstick is required. It's this chapter two.
Thank God. So
no worries for Joe and Matt. They didn't have to put lipstick on when we went into a Clubhouse room the other day. And it's important, not just again for women who don't have to, you know, dress up, but we could be on Clubhouse at 5:30 in the morning, talking to our audience, talking to our fans, talking to our clients, talking to people either privately or publicly where they hear about you. And right now, it's the land grab. So you have all of these important influencers and TV celebrities. You've got the sharks on there, Damon John, Barbara Corcoran, and they're giving valuable tips. And I think that's why they're such an addiction, because all you have to do is open up the app, click on it, and select a room from the hallways, and then boom, you're in the room where it happens. And to me, that's exciting. It's the same thing with Twitter. So get in the room where it happens. Get in early is the biggest thing. I have to keep saying now, Matt and Joe, is like, trust me, this is going to be the next best thing. And I think people are starting to see that now. I think they're starting to.
It's funny. My family and I were just watching Hamilton last night. So I've got the song stuck in my head.
Good. I'm glad that resonated. Yep, that's right.
So I'm curious, what do you think it is about audio that people are digging? Like if you would have told me a couple of years ago that the next big social media platform was a room where people couldn't see each other and everybody had live mics and could talk over each other and stuff, I would say, nah, never going to work. So what do you think it is about this audio platform that people are liking so much?
So I agree 100%, Matt. And those of you who knew me back in the day, I started the first podcast like when maybe there was 100 podcasts. And then I abandoned it because there was no one on it. right? There weren't enough people to reach like YouTube. So I started a YouTube channel. And for me, that face-to-face connection is so important. And I will still tell my clients that. Don't abandon your video stream. And now we are allowed to start recording our own rooms in Clubhouse. So you're not allowed to record a room that you are in. But if you're hosting it, the creators first is the philosophy of Paul Davison and Rohan Seth, who are the founders of Clubhouse. So their town halls, they do every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern. Mm-hmm. They'll make these announcements of updates. And that's one of the things about 2 weeks ago, we were super excited because all the podcasters just recently joined, if you've noticed. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why the voice is getting out there about Clubhouse. But they don't want to just get on and have the room disappear. Like there's good content that they want to repurpose. And that's the secret for every small business owner is repurpose your content. So, and I think, again, I'm going to go back to no lipstick required. I think that's part of why this year specifically audio has taken off because people have Zoom fatigue. People have YouTube fatigue. And again, for any woman to get on, to jump on a podcast or to do a, sorry, not a, like a video podcast like this, it's a challenge because there's lead time. They have to make sure, you know, they could be running around getting the kids to school. Mm-hmm. So for them, a 9 a.m. or 8 a.m. Zoom or video is not feasible, but they can run around, drop people off, listen to it. And I have two of these now. I have backups. This is my favorite tool.
I bought AirPods just for this. I was like, it's so much better.
Yeah. So, and what people are doing now is they're getting one AirPod and when that dies, they switch it, recharge it, and then use the other one. But they can do that. And what we're seeing is women, I'm going to start a room next week about this, is in the salon where it happens because more women are getting their nails done and going to the hair salon while they're in Clubhouse.
Oh, really?
And, yeah. And it's one of those things that if you get pulled up on stage, it's like, oh, hang on one second, I could go in Clubhouse, right? And, and hopefully you have a good relationship with your stylist. But so imagine a platform where you can be all over the world in a single day. You can be on stage in Australia, in London, in Malaysia, in California, New York, Miami, right? All over in a single day. And it's all because you can get on stage with your phone as opposed to getting ready for something. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing too is you can hop in and out. So what a lot of speakers are doing is they're going into a room, getting pulled on stage. Like the other thing too, and here's a little Clubhouse tip, is when you bring on influencers on stage, they get, their audience gets an alert. So every time someone pulls me up on stage, so all of a sudden Coach Deb joins the room. So if you're following me, you'd see it. And then the person that's following me brings me up on stage, sometimes makes me moderator, sometimes just brings me up as a speaker. But when I get brought up to speak, as opposed to just being in a room, all of my followers get alerted. Mm. That's one of the secrets of how people are blowing up rooms to 2,000, 5,000. And 5,000 right now is the limit. It'll grow. Again, remember, it's in beta. Okay. But anytime anyone complains about, oh, there's a limit, it's in beta, people, right? Yeah. You're testing.
Well, 5,000 people, really? Like, we all want more in a room, but that's huge.
I mean, we could probably talk about this in a minute, but that Elon Musk room that was happening a few, 2 weeks ago or something, they had to make overflow rooms so people could listen in on it.
Well, did you hear that Elon now wants to talk with Putin on Clubhouse? So things are happening.
Yes. Yeah. Kanye West and Putin are the two invitations he's sent out. And then first Putin ignored it. And then all of a sudden Vlad's like, hey, Elon, sure. Here's what was exciting. For those of you who aren't on Clubhouse and you're just hearing about it right now, part of it is exciting from a media perspective, if you're in PR, you realize, and this is why I was excited about Twitter, it's the first time a celebrity had a voice to share their message themselves without going through their PR agent and hoping that the elite media would bring them on to share their side of the story. So you had all these gossip rags, and it's the first time a celebrity got to say, oh, no, that's a rumor. And I'm going to dispel it. Mm. And it's the first time you had these conversations directly from a Hollywood celebrity or a celebrity athlete, like people that people talk about at dinner parties, but they never get to talk to. And now it's not just limited to 140 characters. It's literally talking to, like, Paris Hilton came in the room. Sophia Amoroso, so she's a celebrity that I would like. She wrote a book. She wrote right, Girl Boss, if you know that.
Yeah.
And she was in a room with my buddy Lewis Howes. He's been doing podcasting forever. And I was like, Lewis, like, love her. Brought me on, got to talk to her. So for me, that's an honor. Another time, again, it was Paris Hilton. And the reason why it's exciting is because you get to hear directly from them themselves in a normal conversation, just like this. If we were picking up a phone, if we were FaceTiming, if we just, again, threw our AirPods in and, hey, Joe, how you doing? Hey, Matt, let's just chat. So we're hearing these chats. So Elon Musk gets on 2 weeks ago and he brings on none other than the CEO of Robinhood. And it was a random thing. And it's what made all the news the next day. All the media channels were picking it up because it was a spontaneous chat. It wasn't a formal interview. And he grilled them. He started real, like, I was sitting there with a Wall Street client. He's like, oh my gosh, he's legit giving him some hard questions there. And he was asking, well, what about this? And what about pressure from your investors and the hedge funds? And it got, I don't think it got heated in the sense where you're like, oh my gosh, but if you knew what was going on with that interview and what he was asking, you just don't see that type of stuff in media. It's more controlled. Yeah. So, and then here you are getting to just be in a conversation where influencers and movers and shakers of this world, right? Elon says something, it moves money. Like Bitcoin went up 2%, like Dogecoin, which is supposed to be a joke coin, went up. Like it moves markets. So you're in the room where it happens, where influencers are talking. And they're also talking about predicting trends. And this is part of why I've been able to predict the trends that I have, because I've had my ear to the ground with Silicon Insiders. Yeah. Now everyone gets to have the same opportunity that I've had over the years. If you didn't have access to them, if you didn't know them, if you didn't have them in your cell phone, well, now you can be in a room with them in Clubhouse.
Yeah.
So that's why it's exciting.
Well, speaking of, you know, everybody has the same opportunity, unless you have an Android, right?
But,
let's talk about how to actually get on Clubhouse right now, because I think there's still a little bit of mystery for some people that are just kind of now discovering it. How do I even get on the platform? I know there's invites. I know I need to have an iPhone. What do I need to do?
Yes. And here's what I've told people that don't have an iPhone. And a few clients actually took me up on this about a month or two ago, and they landed a $10,000 client, like almost immediately. So it was it worth the investment to get an iPad or another iPhone? Yep. Like one of my clients got an actual iPhone and an account. Another one, and what people are doing right now is getting iPads. And they're linking the iPad. So it just has to be an iOS device that you download the app. So you go to Clubhouse, and it actually used to be my buddy who was on the app, and they just changed the app icon, but it used to be Bomani X. And again, I was able to meet him in Clubhouse room in the early days. Now it's this other gentleman. I guess I'll have to meet him, but it's that app right there. And I wanted to point that out because I can't tell you how many news articles, including Entrepreneur Magazine, that shared the wrong app. It is not purple. It does not have the flags. There's like two little flags next to it. If you see that, wrong app. Wrong app.
Well, so that's a project management app, or it's something totally. Yes. So you'd figure it out pretty quick.
Yeah. Nope. Well, and what happens is you go there, and it's funny because they've embraced it. And by the way, their stock has skyrocketed.
Oh, I bet.
Skyrocketed. Same thing when Elon Musk was talking about getting on Clubhouse. The next day, guess what? Who's a publicly traded company? The other Clubhouse. Skyrocketed. So like people don't even do their research. They just go, oh, Elon Musk says this, and boom, right? The stock skyrocks. So it's not purple. It does not have flags. And what's funny about that project management app is that it says now on their website, we are not the Clubhouse you are looking for, which I thought was highly entertaining.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So you download the right one, and here's the hack on getting in and beating the waiting list. If you have a friend, so if you know Joe or Matt or Coach Deb, and we're already in each other's cell phone, like in our database, and typically it helps if also they're following you on Twitter, on Instagram, on YouTube. Like I've noticed, I only get the alerts now if we're really connected on all the social platforms and they're in my phone. Because that's how we've been doing this hack where I wound up getting like 25 invites in total and now they're gone. So we did like this invite train on our Facebook group and we started it with one invite and then that person passed it on and passed it on and passed it on. But what you do is you get the person in the phone. So a lot of times I'll get an alert. So say it's Matt. All of a sudden I get an alert and it's like, oh, Matt just downloaded the app and joined it. Do you want to let him in and skip the wait list? That's the hack where you don't burn an invite that you've got, those precious golden tickets. And he's like, of course I want to let Matt in. And you let him in. Now, if you don't trust the person, don't let them in because you are forever tied to the person you brought in. So we started this Facebook group and only invited like people we knew. So again, it was, hey, do you know this person that needs an invite? Do you know? And then we brought them all in and then we started this invite train to share it. So that's a great thing you could do even within your own group of friends. But yeah, we did that with Clubhouse conversions on Facebook and it's been wonderful. And now we would do these Thursday night trains over the holidays all through December to get more people in. And now we don't have to run them. Now people just post, hey, I need an invite, I'm in. And some gracious, wonderful person that we got in originally pays it forward. So you could do that within your own community as well. And it's and people love it and will appreciate you forever. I can't tell you how many people are like, I owe you, right? And,
well, think about like your clients. Like if you have just clients, hook them up, you know, you'll probably make a client for life or at least make them a lot happier for sure. I mean,
because you'll make them money, especially if they're in the industry 100%. Of consulting. Yeah,
absolutely. It's this exclusivity thing. Yeah. I'm curious about the follower side of things because Matt and I got in there late December. I think we're around 2,000 followers, but like honestly, we haven't done a lot of work to get those followers.
Yeah,
hence the beginning. You know, the probably the reason to get in early. But talk about how to grow a following and some cool strategies that anyone can use, even if they maybe aren't in yet. And maybe it's like another month from now. You know?
Yeah. And here's what I also tell people is don't stress or even try to get a million followers. Get 1,000 followers and pay attention to them. Create small rooms where you give value, especially if you're an author, speaker, consultant. If you have anything of value to share, and give them your tips with your voice. Again, you don't have to put makeup on. You can just share. And by the way, the longer you're in a room, the more traction it gets. And again, bring other people on stage. So that's one tip we shared before. Bring other influencers on stage. So the other thing that's huge right now is a lot of collaborations are happening where people aren't seeing one another as competitors. They're like, hey, we're all in the same industry. We're so early. And at the end of the day, like right now, there's 7 million people right now. I guarantee you it's going to be 10 million very shortly, especially if Elon Musk does another room or Vladimir Putin.
Wasn't it just like 2 million just a month ago or something? Yes. Like, I feel like it's blown up. Okay.
Yes. Great. Yes. It was 2 million in December.
Right.
And now it's at least 6 million. And I think it just hit the 7 million. Yeah. I'll find out on Sunday when I go to town hall.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's blowing up. Everybody wants it. I actually had my college roommate hit me up because her son wanted in, which just makes me feel old. But he's like, oh, I so want to get in. Elon Musk is talking about it. And she's like, oh, I know someone who can get you in. And all of a sudden she had like the cool factor because she knew someone who could get him in Clubhouse. So bring other influencers on, collaborate with other people in your industry. I promise you there are so many people, even at the 7 million, there are more people than you can serve with your own consulting, with your own whatever services, whatever course you have. So collaborate with other people. And the other part of that is because the algorithm will link who you are following, who's following you, and recommend other people in that industry. So you start growing it organically in that way. So it's the same thing like TikTok shows you more of what you like. It's the same thing with Clubhouse. It will show you more people and more rooms of what you like. You can now hide rooms if you don't like them. So if you don't like whatever topic, because now it's so many different topics. Some are super fun. Some are helpful. I probably see a lot of the business growth rooms because that's what I'm involved with, right? You can slide over. But the other way to grow it is do an all day room where you just keep inviting people, interview speakers, interview influencers, and then give value, 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 value. It's just like when YouTube started back in the day, the more you gave away your content and helped people, the more people loved and adored you and followed you. And trust me, they will buy from you. They'll hit you up. And here's how they hit you up. It's not necessarily even in the room. It's they slide into your DM. DMs on Instagram or on Twitter. So, and that's one of the reasons too, I like to follow people back because I want them to have that connection with me. Yeah. And I want to just emphasize, don't focus on trying to get a million, just focus on 100, then focus on 500 and then 1,000 and develop really good relationships with those people. And I promise you, you'll never be poor if you're giving value, if you're really focusing on people and building those relationships. And as an aside, MySpace, that's how I started in social media. Yeah. There was like a limit in the beginning of like 3,000 people. And then Facebook came around and their limit was 5,000. And they did this whole study that you could not focus on more than 5,000 friends, or you couldn't have more than, you know, we're like, we're not, we're business people. These are our clients, right? We need more. And then they created the profiles or the fan pages. But before then they had that limit and there's a reason. And I never had to, by the way, pay a dime for advertising, because I had 3,000 people on MySpace that were constantly in that like pipeline of clients. So don't think you have to make huge numbers if you really focus on building those relationships with people.
Yeah. Let's talk about the bio for a second, because I think that's a big piece of the growth strategy on there as well. Because one thing I've noticed about Clubhouse is, so when it comes to like Instagram or Facebook or Twitter, I almost never click on people's bio and read about them and click over to their website. I just don't do it. I'm just kind of scrolling through the feed. Clubhouse, on the other hand, since you're just listening, there's nothing really visual about it. While I'm sitting there listening, I'm clicking into people's bios and reading about the people in the room. So I feel like the bio is way more important on this platform than almost any other social media platform. So let's talk about that for a second.
Totally. You have it spot on, Matt. And I do the same thing. I don't think I ever read them on Instagram other than like, you kind of like skim because it's a bunch of hashtags people are just throwing in to just be found on Instagram. So I think they were never that good to read. Whereas in Clubhouse, especially if the bio is written properly, you learn so much about the people. So a couple things, real quick tips. One, the first three lines at the top is the most important because it's what everyone sees when you come up on their feed to follow. It'll say your name or your alias. And by the way, you can only change your alias once. So I change it to Coach Deb and now that's done. You can't just keep changing that alias. They'll see that, they'll see your picture. So make sure it's super bright, good background. Like don't put this kind of background on, put a plain bright color background of your face in front of them. And then the first three lines is what they'll read. So grab their attention in the first three lines. The second thing is use emojis, emojis, bullets. And now you can actually do that in the app. Before you couldn't. So the tip I was giving to people is go and do your bio in your notes and then copy paste it, because it, literally was just chunked up. There were no spaces you could put. Now they allow you to put spaces. And so Clubhouse will constantly evolve, especially based on the users. So if you have an idea to make the app better, hit them up in support and they'll look through all of the questions and they bring up the ones that are commonly asked on the Sunday town halls. But make sure your bio has what you do, how you can help people, and put like the green arrow button over to like point out this feature. So really call out something with emojis of the thing you really want to grab them, and then have the bulleted points. But again, don't make it boring. Use the emojis. So I do live stream production. So I have a little camera emoji and then I put what I've done there. I put like the biggest brag, let them know what you've done. I did a 14-day live stream, brought in $6.8 million. I put that right at the top. Produced a show for Larry King, put that there. And by the way, Larry King, he's graduated on to his next level.
Yeah, of course.
But he, one of the reasons too, I put that was, first of all, it's like the highlight of my career, producing a show for him. But the other reason is when people are looking up other people, there, and he was alive when I was on there. So, so now it's a little bit different, but when they're looking up Larry King to see if he's on Clubhouse, they'll find me because he's in my bio. So that's another little secret hack that I
So it's like a SEO type thing then. Okay. Because I have heard about that, but I never heard specifics like it actually working. But yeah. Okay. Perfect.
Yeah, and you can do that. And the way I tell people, like, don't just stuff it with keywords, but like use it in a sentence, right? So producing a show for Larry King, highlight of my career, film production, that's a keyword. Live streams. Yes.
I know different guests you've had on your podcast. I've seen people do that.
Yeah, I've seen that. Like, hey, some of our past guests include Lewis Howes, Pat Flynn, you know, that kind of thing.
Yes. And again, that's teaching the algorithm of the people you want to be connected with. So yeah, so use that type of keyword, but in a sentence. So it's not just like a Instagram keyword stuffing, because then people will just go, and you want to make a connection with people. So say something, share a story. You get those keywords in there in your bio, but don't do it in a cheesy way, because you don't want to off-put people, right? This is like meeting people at a conference in the hallway and at the pub. Right. That's how I look at Clubhouse.
It's a one-to-one thing. Yeah. It's not like you're trying. I mean, yes, you're on stage talking with an audience, but as you just said, if you go to the bar after you just got off stage or something, you're not going to be talking to 20, 30 people, it's a one-to-one deal. So
That's right.
I'm kind of curious on the monetization side of things, because there's so many different ways to get creative while you're on the platform. Obviously you can monetize outside by, landing a new client or something like that. But I'll just give you one example. We have a product coming up pretty soon here for Matt and I. It's called Pod Hacker. Kind of letting the cat out of the bag a little bit for some folks watching. But the idea there is we want to go on there on Clubhouse and run some of these longer form rooms and consistent rooms branded as Pod Hacker. And then a topic like monetize your podcast, hack your growth of your show. And then, rotate speakers, kind of make it very organized, have call to actions to go see something off the platform. And I've seen a lot of people do this for webinars, loading up webinars, testing webinars on Clubhouse. I know Mike Koenigs was telling me that's something that a lot of people are doing. I'm sure you're fully aware of it. What are some models that you see people using these rooms creatively to feed maybe, a webinar or some other offer they have off of Clubhouse?
So they're doing different things like prizes. Koenigs is huge on that. When he was doing like the live streams from the Penthouse Studio here in San Diego, he was really big on that. And you're starting to see that on Clubhouse as well. It's like, go over here. Another thing is like little, what's called Easter eggs. You plant like a code or something that they have to go over here to Instagram to get it. So I might have, hey, a way to get it an ebook for free, but you have to find this code over on Instagram. So that's how you boost your followers on Instagram, on Twitter, on your blog. Definitely drive them over. Because the biggest question that I got when I was first like, hey, you got to join Clubhouse. Hey, like, oh, it's another social media app that's just going to be gone tomorrow. And it's not going to be all that important after like the whole COVID restrictions are up. I don't agree, but everything ends like a party. A party never lasts forever. So if you think of Clubhouse as the party where it's happening right now, and then there'll be the after party, which is, say, your blog, your YouTube stream, drive them over and always build your email list so that when these platforms are over, when their party shelf life is done, you'll have collected all the leads. Someone did a whole book party, sold 900 books. Someone else sold another $9 product, right? So those cheap little things, and if you're giving value, it's like, it's $9. Like how, right?
You can do a whole product. I mean, you can just get interest or test a product, like you said, for free, low level price.
Well, the other thing I've been seeing a lot of on Clubhouse too, I'm sure all three of us have, is people raising money, getting investment money into their companies using Clubhouse, which is a really cool. I've seen rooms that are literally like Shark Tank rooms where they're saying, come up on the stage, pitch your product. One of us millionaires, this is the kind of wording they use in Clubhouse. One of us millionaires might buy your company, kind of thing.
And it's happening. So Grant Cardone, when he got popular and just started, he's on there every day. So when people are like, oh, how much should I invest time? Well, Grant Cardone's on it every day. I mean, now granted, again, he had a whole speaking career that he was always on stage every day. And this is his stage now. So if you want a stage and you complain about not getting on stages, well, you can have a stage now. So the other thing, and the other thing too, Matt, when you were talking about what you're doing to create a club, I don't know if you've done that yet, but definitely for your listeners, create a club. Go to requestaclub.com and put your application. It's like an Airtable that they'll do. Right now, they're only approving one person, or I'm sorry, one club. So choose carefully what you want that one club. And then they want to see you've done it a room like that with that title for 3 weeks in a row. And that's how we're seeing people get approved for their clubs before other people, if they're not doing any types of rooms. But the club is the other hack, because once you start a room in that club, it'll once again blast to all those people. The other thing that I'm seeing, and I think I put some of this in the book, but it's been stuff that we've capitalized on it even more and gotten in more depth. At the end of the day, here's what I'm seeing is Clubhouse is going to be like that radio station / TV network. So you have the network. So your club is, say, ABC, and then you have all of these shows that are hosted. So like rooms on your network. So what I'm doing is I'm getting certain members on and they can host a room in my club. So that's another way to and grow your club. And that's been one of the number one questions people are asking. Well, what's the difference between a club and a room? Well, a room is just random. You start it, get people in spontaneously. A club is something you can pre-schedule ahead of time, or a room within a club, pre-schedule ahead of time. You've got links to share, and it's alerting all of those people in the club at the same time. So it's not as much effort every time to promote a room. Mm-hmm. And you've got that link that you can share on Twitter, on your blog, on Facebook, wherever you want, you've got that link. So that's where I'm seeing it's almost like a TV show network. And if you think that, if you keep that in the forefront of your mind, all of a sudden you go, oh yeah, let people host rooms in my club. Because that was another, like, should I let them host in my club? Yeah, of course. They're
building our brand. Yeah. Yes. Leverage that. For sure.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I think we actually put in a request to get the Pod Hacker Club, but it never came through because I don't think we're active enough on the platform at the moment. So,
And it could just be that hack that just host a room with that title. Is it club? What hacker?
Pod hacker.
So do Pod Hacker room, like just put Pod Hacker and then whatever the description of your title, but that's the room that your club name is. Mm. And 3 weeks in a row, just like a TV show or radio show, same time. So Wednesday, what is it? Wednesday at 10 a.m. for 3 weeks in a row. And I mean, keep doing, because all of a sudden that'll put you into a habit of like, oh, I'm just going to keep doing this, right? So do that, and that will trigger, again, them seeing your room, because they are tracking the rooms. They're looking at how people are joining that. They're just overwhelmed at this point. So it is taking them time.
Literally, their servers will get overwhelmed sometimes too. It's like servers are struggling. I know when we had, we had Tyrese Gibson in a room with us, and we were talking about influential people. He happened to be in the crowd. We pulled him on stage, and we had like 700 people in that. It was the first room we ever made, and we're like, what is going on right now? And then the servers started freaking out. We're like, we're breaking Clubhouse.
That's right.
I have one last question, then we can go ahead and wrap up. But so this is sort of a question around, I guess, the perceived downside of Clubhouse is the FOMO aspect. Like, I don't know how many people I've seen on there where I would get on, I'd pop in at like 9 a.m. and I'd see somebody in a room. And then at 5:30 in the afternoon, I'd pop back onto Clubhouse and that person's still in Clubhouse, maybe a different room, but they're still in there, right? And you hear their wife yelling at them in the background, get off Clubhouse, it's dinner time, right? Like, how have you sort of structured boundaries into Clubhouse so that you're just not consumed by it? Because I do know the first like 2 weeks I was on Clubhouse, I had one AirPod in my ear all day long while I was doing the rest of my work, and probably wasn't the most productive thing in the world. So just how do you recommend setting boundaries and, you know, balancing being seen and getting on there enough so that you can grow, but also having a life outside of Clubhouse?
And sleep, because at some point we have to sleep. It's an excellent question, Matt. And we talked about that. I actually brought two other authors so we could get it done faster. And we talked about that and literally made that our last chapter as far as to avoid the burnout. Like we are all Clubhouse obsessed, but we've got to get those boundaries and it's so important. So one way you could do it is you could put a time restriction on your app that it will be like, hey, your time is up. You're only limited to 3 hours a day. Or you can shut your phone off completely so you don't get those triggers, right? And honestly too, I've tried to stay away, especially when I've had other projects to work on. And then someone's like, hey, Elon, like I think, Zuckerberg. So that was one of those things. I was like, no, I'm off, I'm focused. And all of a sudden my boyfriend comes in and he's like, you know, this guy like Mark, I was like, are you kidding me? Of course I'm going to pop back on Clubhouse, right? Thanks a lot. There goes my whole evening. So he only spoke for 15 minutes. So I was able to just kind of wrap that up. But that again, flooded Clubhouse. So trust that your friends will ping you if there's something really important right now. The person has to be following me. So like Matt and Joe, you're following me. So if I see something that you should both be on, I'm going to ping you. And I'll only ping it and allow it to go into your Clubhouse if you're on it. If like, hey, there's a room. But if there's a really important person that I think you should be in, it gives you the option to send them a text message. Mm-hmm. And yes, I'll do that only when I go, yeah, you really need to be in this. And mm-hmm. I've been able to make connections for friends, clients, colleagues that way. And they're appreciative. You're that person that's the resource. So be a resource. So again, if you want to get followers, because you can't get pinged into a room if you're not following that person. So they'll follow you just because it's like, hey, I can't ping you. Elon Musk is in the room. You're not following me. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, you don't get alerted, right?
Too bad.
And so get a group of friends like that, right? Like if you're in a mastermind, if you create a collective, that you'll alert one another if there's absolutely something you need to be on in Clubhouse. So that helps me go, I'm good. And if there's something that's really important, I know a friend will ping me, mm-hmm. right? And I'm following those people that I know are going to hook me up, right? It's like you get those people that have your back so that when you're not there, they're representing you and they could bring you in. And that's why I say it's really a spirit of collaboration and not competition. But yeah, you could be literally on all day. Some people, by the way, some people are doing it just like staying in the room on stage. And now what's happening is you're like, yeah, you're not active. The role right under the stage is still an active role. So if you know you can't participate, just put yourself right there you're still at the top row because you're followed by the speakers. That's still a prominent place because right away we start seeing the status. Mm-hmm. People want the mod button. People mm-hmm. want the this button. People want to be on stage, right? Like I had one of our friends that I won't mention the name. He's like, oh, you just left me in the audience. I was like, I was a guest of Lewis House. I'm not bringing anyone up on stage when I'm his guest. Like
there is that factor for sure. Like you're like, if you're a mod or in someone else's room, you're like, you have this almost guilt a little bit, but at the same time, we shouldn't, because it's like, if you're at some stage TNC, let's say, it's like, you're not going to go like, hey, you guys should all come up here and hang out and just sit in the corner to get some cred. You know, it's like,
it's kinda weird. So we're going to see some of those ego plays a lot. And I was just like, dude, like I wasn't ignoring you. I was a guest. Right. So there will be times that, again, when people start a room and they'll let you know, like, hey, bring your friends on stage, go ahead. Mm-hmm. Good. You get that permission to do that. Don't do it if you haven't gotten that permission ahead of time.
Yeah.
And I know we talked about recording, by the way, so you can now do that. You just have to get explicit permission. So what I tell people, I make the announcement, we're recording this room for a podcast to repurpose it or YouTube or whatever. If you come on stage, you're giving us your explicit permission. If you do not want to be recorded, stay in the audience. Mm-hmm. If you're currently on stage, drop yourself down if you do not give us permission.
Yeah.
So that way you don't have to have everyone going, yes, I'm Coach Deb and I give my permission, right? Like some rooms were doing that in the beginning. Just make that blanket announcement. And then you're fine.
Yeah. I've also seen people just put it in the title too, where it says we're recording this, like in parentheses in the title, so that when you pop into the room, you know that this is recording. So if you're on stage, I'm being recorded right now.
Yes. Right. And like use that red recording emoji and just put an all caps recording. So that way people know. And that's if you're using it like as a full podcast. There have been times when we've been in a room like, oh, this is a good conversation. Let's record this little bit real quick because we're going to repurpose just that bit. And then we just make the announcement. Here's what we're doing. And then we're like, okay, we're done recording. Because here's the other thing. And that's what the founders have really emphasized in every town hall. They want it to be this very temporary, like a party, like a conference. And poof, it's gone after the meeting. They don't want it to be like, oh, I'll listen later, because then it becomes part of the queue and then it becomes work.
Yep.
That's why they don't want this just like ever, never ending. Like, oh, I want to hear what happened in that room. Nope. If you're not in the room, you're not part of the conversation, just like in real life.
Yeah. There's the FOMO, but I it's so much more powerful, and it's not going to kill podcasting, none of that, because there were like about 50 rooms on that. And we're like, they're different purposes. So I want to give a shout out to your – oh, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead and shout out my book. I didn't want to
shout out. I wasn't going to shout out your book. Our new Clubhouse book that we're going to make on back of this – no, I'm just kidding.
I just want to say, like, for any podcaster that's nervous about that, it will only complement your podcast. It will only grow your podcast because you give them a taste of you in a room that they get to talk to you. And this is like, for me, it'll expand podcasting because now more people will listen to your podcast if they were in your room with you while you were recording it, especially if they got to ask their question. Guess what? They're going to download every podcast of yours because they're going to wonder, when did I get on his podcast or her podcast? So think about it strategically and use it so that you grow your podcast. Don't be afraid of it and think it's going to kill you. Every social media site that comes out. It's like, it's going to kill this. Like, oh, blogging is dead. Podcasting is dead. No, none of them are dead.
Did Twitter ever kill you? Did LinkedIn somehow kill you? No.
No, we've seen an uptick in our downloads for our podcast. Just we noticed a correlation between getting on Clubhouse and a spike in downloads on our podcast. So it's only improved for sure.
Almost improved.
High five.
Here we go. Yeah. I'm not good at this.
Yeah.
All right. So your book, it's basically blowing up on Amazon in, I don't know, tons of categories. I see it number one in the industrial marketing category, but I know it's in others. It's a random category, but cool. Good for you. It's called
Blue Ocean. Blue Ocean is in that story brand in that category.
Oh, really? So,
it's kind
of a big deal.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Clubhouse guidebook.
I was like, yes.
Well, here, quick redirect. Actually, I'm going to throw this on screen right after this little shout out. Coach Yay, Deb is amazing. That's actually Joe Jablonski.
Thank you, Joe.
And then, I know, Joey boy.
Kurt Molly gave her a shout out, too.
Yay, Kurt Molly. Thank you.
Rockstar.
There it
is. There you go.
But they didn't follow directions to make sure that we could see their names. But oh well.
But everyone should go to clubhousebook.com. Clubhousebook.com. And that's just a redirect to Amazon. And yeah, it's Clubhouse Guidebook, the ultimate guide to your hottest new social media app that everyone's talking about and wants an invite to. I love that.
They do want an invite.
Yeah, and it's a fat book too. Like Matt and I were flipping through it. We're like, holy moly. Yeah. I mean, it's legit. It's a guidebook. It's like the dummies manual that you would find at Barnes and Noble back in the day. But Clubhouse.
I'm gonna go snag my copy. I have a digital copy, but I don't ever read digital books. If you notice behind me, I have a problem.
I love them. I like to smell books. It's a weird fetish thing. It's like real books.
Of books.
Yeah, I have a book fetish.
Nothing wrong with that. Your show. We should do a dang room sometime, like Clubhouse for podcasters or something related to this pod hacker thing that's coming up. We gotta fill that pod hacker room with some kind of content. You might as well join us.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Super. Cool. Yes.
Well, thank you, Deb. Clubhousebook.com. One last shout out for everyone. Yeah. Anything else before we wrap her up?
No. Thanks for having me on my show. I'm going to give you a virtual handshake. Oh,
very official. Have we ever
handshake? You guys are awesome. By the way, I love your podcast. I should have said that in the beginning. Love it. It's great.
Thank you. And
I've gotten invigorated with podcasts because of Clubhouse. And now I'm seeing like all the friends that have like those podcasts. But you always have really value-added interviews and tips. It's not just like some I go on, I'm like, I'm not learning anything. I bounce. There's always something. There's always a tip that I learn in every single one. So keep it up.
Thank you. And I'll see you
in the Clubhouse room.
Awesome. Thank you, Deb. Clubhousebook.com. Go get it. See you later.
Bye.
Drive by book sighting. Bye, guys.